Good morning. I'd like to call the opening of the bids meeting to order. The first order of business, letter of notification. Gentlemen, certified proofs of publication have been received in the Office of Mineral Resources on behalf of the State Mineral and Energy Board for the state of Louisiana from the Advocate, official journal for the state of Louisiana, and from respective parish journals as evidence that tract numbers 41850 through 42008 have been advertised in accordance with and under the provisions of Chapter 2, Title 30 of the Revised Statutes of 1950 as amended. Letters of protest. We received a letter of protest from Generate Minerals LLC dated February 10, 2011 on 41914. We also received a letter of protest from Dennis Bates and Bullen LLP representing ExxonMobil Corporation dated February 25th, 2011 on 41976, 41977, on track numbers 41912, 41914, 41915, 41916. We received a letter of protest from Salt Domes Partnership, dated February 11, 2011. On track numbers 41948, 41959, 41969, we received a letter of protest from Miami Corporation, dated February 22, 2011. Track numbers 41969 and 41973, 41977. We received a letter of protest from Martin O. Miller II, dated February 22, 2011. On track number 41929 and 41930, we received a letter of protest from Martin O. Miller Jr., February 23, 2011. On track number 41939, we received a letter of protest from Gordon Arada McCollum to Planus Egan, LLC, dated March 2, 2011. Notification of tracts to be withdrawn from today's sale. Track number 41939 will be recommended to be withdrawn and will be taken up in a nomination and tract committee meeting. If there are any bids on this track, they will be returned unopened at the conclusion of today's board meeting, and we can proceed with opening of the bids.
Good morning. We did not receive any bids on tracks 41850 through 41875. We did receive one bid on track 41876, advertised as 2,497.28 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 374.19 acres. The bidder is Cypress Energy Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $168,759.69. $168,759.69, or a per acre value of $451. Annual rentals are $84,379.85. $84,379.85. Royalties are 22%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts, 41877 through 41893. We did receive one bid on track 41894, advertised as 2,419.57 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 569.77 acres. The bid bidder is Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 5-year primary term with a cash payment of $58,116.54. $58,116.54, or a per acre value of $102. Annual rentals are $29,058.27. $29,058.27. Royalties are 21%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 41895 through 41901. We did receive one bid on track 41902, advertised as 2,422.89 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 475.13 acres. The bidder is Reagan Energy Services, LLC. Reagan Energy Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $95,026. $95,026, or a per acre value of $200. Annual rentals are $47,513. $47,513. Royalties are 20.5%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracts, 41903 or 41904. We did receive one bid on tract 41905, advertised as 66 acres. The bid is for the entire tract. The bidder is Carla Petroleum, Inc. Carla Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $13,332. $13,332, or a per acre value of $202. Annual rentals are $6,666. $6,666. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41905, advertised as 25 acres. Correction. We received one bid on track 41906, advertised as 25 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Anadarko E&P Company, LP. Anadarko E&P Company, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,389.25. $6,389.25, or a per acre value of $255.57. Annual rentals are $3,194.63. $3,194.63. Royalties are 22.5%. We received two bids on track 41907, advertised as 41 acres. The first bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Anadarko E&P Company, LP. Anadarko E&P Company, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $6,196.33. $6,196.33, or a per acre value of $151.13. Annual rentals are $3,098.17. $3,098.17. Royalties are 22.5%. The second bid on track 41907 is for the entire track. The bidder is K Exploration Company. K Exploration Company. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,272.50. $15,272.50, or a per acre value of $372.50. Annual rentals are $15,272.50. $15,272.50. Royalties are 26%. We received one bid on track 41908, advertised as 22 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Anadarko E&P Company, L.P. Anadarko E&P Company, L.P. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,622.54. $5,622.54. Or a per acre value of $255.57. Annual rentals are $2,811.27. $2,811.27. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 41909, advertised as 29 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Anadarko E&P Company, LP. Anadarko E&P Company, LP. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,382.77. $4,382.77, or a per acre value of $151.13. Annual rentals are $2,191.39. $2,191.39. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 41910. We did not receive any bids on that track. We did receive one bid on track 41911, advertised as 40 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 20 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $5,000. $5,000, or a per acre value of $250. Annual rentals are $2,500. $2,500. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on track 41912 or 41913. We did receive one bid on track 41914, advertised as 128 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 60 acres. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $30,600. $30,600, or a per acre value of $510. Annual rentals are $15,300. $15,300. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 41915, advertised as 123 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $62,730. $62,730, or a per acre value of $510. Annual rentals are $31,365. $31,365. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 41916, advertised as 308 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 181.74 acres. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $92,687.40. $92,687.40, or a per acre value of $510. Annual rentals are $46,343.70. $46,343.70. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 41917, advertised as 301 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Oryx Exploration, Inc. Oryx Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $153,510. $153,510, or a per acre value of $510. Annual rentals are $76,755. $76,755. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 41918, advertised as 2,437 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 31 acres. The bidder is Oil Land Services, Inc. Oil Land Services, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $9,300. $9,300, or a per acre value of $300. Annual rentals are $4,650. $4,650. Royalties are 22.5%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 41919, 41920, or 41921. We did receive one bid on track 41922, advertised as 11 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 3 acres. The bidder is L-Log Exploration Company, LLC. L-Log Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,530. $1,530. $30, or a per acre value of $510. Annual rentals are $765. $765. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41923, advertised as 30.912 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 16.436 net acres. The bidder is L-Log Exploration Company, LLC. L-Log Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $8,382.36. $8,382.36, or a per acre value of $510. Annual rentals are $4,191.18. $4,191.18. Royalties are 23%. We received one bid on track 41924, advertised as 399 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 67 acres. The bidder is L-Log Exploration Company, LLC. L-Log Exploration Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $34,170. $34,170, or a per acre value of $510. Annual rentals are $17,085. $17,085. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 41925 through 41935. We did receive one bid on track 41936, advertised as 1,421 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 657.4 acres. The bidder is Renaissance Petroleum Company, LLC. Renaissance Petroleum Company, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $230,090. $230,090, or a per acre value of $350. Annual rentals are $115,045. $115,045. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41937, advertised as 914 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 113.3 acres. 113.3 acres. The bidder is Hillcore Energy One LP. Hillcore Energy One LP. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $28,551.60. $28,551.60, or a per acre value of $252. Annual rentals are $14,275.80. $14,275.80. Royalties are 22.75%. We did not receive any bids on track 41938. We are recommending that track 41939 be withdrawn. We did not receive any bids on track 41940, but we did receive one bid on track 41941, advertised as 102.387 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Classic Petroleum, Inc. Classic Petroleum, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $785,410.68. $785,410.68. Or a per acre value of $7,671. Annual rentals are $392,705.34. $392,705.34. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41942, advertised as 504.3 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Paramount Energy, Inc. Paramount Energy, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $4,499,364.60. $4,499,364.60, or a per acre value of $8,922. Annual rentals are $2,249,682.30. $2,249,682.30. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41943, advertised as 10.814 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Walter Oil and Gas Corporation. Walter Oil and Gas Corporation. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $3,017.11. $3,017.11, or a per acre value of $279. Annual rentals are $1,508.56. $1,508.56. Royalties are 23%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 41944 through 41951. We did receive one bid on track 41952, advertised as 328 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 313 acres. The bidder is Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $145,545. $145,545, or a per acre value of $465. Annual rentals are $72,772.50. $72,772.50. Royalties are 22.5%. We received one bid on track 41953. Advertised as 1,580 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 670 acres. The bidder is Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $207,700. $207,700, or a per acre value of $310. Annual rentals are $103,850. $103,850. Royalties are 16.67%. We received one bid on track 41954, advertised as 1,269 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 366 acres. The bidder is Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. Cinco Land and Exploration, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $113,460. $113,460, or a per acre value of $310. Annual rentals are $56,730. $56,730. Royalties are 16.67%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 41955 through 41977. We did receive one bid on track 41978, advertised as 2,394 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $1,141,938. $1,141,938, or a per acre value of $477. Annual rentals are $570,969. $570,969. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41979, advertised as 2,081 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $888,587. $888,587, or a per acre value of $427. Annual rentals are $444,293.50. $444,293.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41980. Advertised as 2,177 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,423 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $508,011. $508,011, or a per acre value of $357. Annual rentals are $254,005.50. $254,005.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41981, advertised as 2,126 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $907,802. $907,802, or a per acre value of $427. Annual rentals are $453,901. $453,901. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 41982, 8384, or 85. We did receive one bid on track 41986, advertised as 1,887 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 1,265 acres. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $451,605. $451,605, or a per acre value of $357. Annual rentals are $225,802.50. $225,802.50. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41987, advertised as 1,974.92 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. Theopolis Oil, Gas, and Land Services, LLC. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $705,046.44. $705,046.44, or a per acre value of $357. Annual rentals are $352,523.22. $352,523.22. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41988, advertised as 1,794 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 227 acres. The bidder is Gulf Land and Seismic, Inc. Gulf Land and Seismic, Inc. The bid is for a 3-year primary term with a cash payment of $79,450. $79,450, or a per acre value of $350. Annual rentals are $39,725. $39,725. Royalties are 1/4. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks: 419-8990-R91. We did receive one bid on track 41992, advertised as 97 acres. The bid is for the entire track. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $189,247. $189,247, or a per acre value of $1,951. Annual rentals are $94,623.50. $94,623.50. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on tracks 41993 or 94. We did receive one bid on track 41995, advertised as 659.94 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 44 acres. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $15,664. $15,664, or a per acre value of $356. Annual rentals are $7,832. $7,832. Royalties are 25%. We received one bid on track 41996, advertised as 1,447 acres. The bid is for a portion containing 182 acres. The bidder is Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. Patrick L. Donahue, Petroleum Properties, Inc. The bid is for a three-year primary term with a cash payment of $64,792. $64,792, or a per acre value of $356. Annual rentals are $32,396. $32,396. Royalties are 25%. We did not receive any bids on the following tracks, 41997 through 42008, and that will complete the opening and the reading of the bids for today's lease sale. Could Pat Theophilus come to the front, please?
Roll call. Mr. Scott Angel, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Cordero,
here.
Mr. Diaz,
here.
Mr. Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders,
here.
Ms. Smith,
here. And
Mr. Garrett. Thank you. We have a quorum. I hereby convene the Lease Review Committee meeting. Mr. Talbert, would you please present the agenda?
Thank you. Good morning, Chairman Smith and members of the board. I'm here to present the lease review agenda today. All the board members should have a binder containing information relating to this agenda. Let's start with how many active leases there are. 1,791 active leases covering nearly 800,300,000 acres. The G&E staff review since the last board meeting, some 230 leases covering 102,000 acres been reviewed. Of the 230, there are at least two leases to discuss in more detail. State Lease 1217 and State Lease 340-H, both are controlled by Swift Energy. On State Lease 1217, Bay to Shane Field, this committee last reviewed this lease on November 10, 2010. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Swift until February 8, 2011 to meet with the staff to present a status report on development activities relating to Bay to Shane Field. On January 27, 2011, Swift Energy met with the staff to present a status report on development activity on the lease. It was learned from the meeting that Swift had seven new prospects within the Bay to Shane Field and had spent $500,000 in securing coastal use permits for seven wells. Additionally, Swift Energy was marketing one of the prospects at the 2011 winter NAEP in Houston. It is recommended that Swift Energy report be accepted and that they be granted until January 5, 2012 to submit an update on development activities affecting the lease. State Lease 340, Cobonch Island Field, again, the Swift Energy. The committee at last reviewed this lease on November 10th. The board adopted the committee's recommendation to grant Swift until February 8th, 2011 to meet with the staff to present data identifying the productive limits of the state lease, Cobonch Island, and a proposed partial lease on the non-producing state lease acreage. On January 27, 2011, Swift Energy met with the staff and presented a geological basis for the productive limits of the lease. The presentation did fail to identify any significant new acreage on the lease as productive. Swift expressed their wish to not release any new additional acreage other than the 275 acres previously promised because CBI will be offered up for sale in an upcoming package of Swift properties. Prior to the end of the meeting, the staff requested that OMR be provided with a map showing an area to be released outside of the productive limits. A follow-up phone call was made to Swift Energy to discuss the status of the requested map, and Swift requested more time to prepare their map showing the productive area, locations of production facilities, and pipeline right-of-ways. The staff recommends deferring the matter for the April 13, 2011 State Mineral Board Energy meeting. For such time, we'll forward Swift to complete their map and the staff sufficient opportunity to review the map with anticipation to continue discussions with Swift on possible additional acreage to release. That's all I have on the lease review. Is there any questions? If there are no questions, the force majeure report, Mr. Bradbury, our engineer, informed us that all the leases that were on the previous month, they're working to resolve those issues. Therefore, we are left with just one lease on the force majeure report. Any questions?
Any board questions? Any public comments or questions? I need a motion and a
Sanders move to accept staff recommendation.
I have a motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Mr. Diaz. All in favor? Any opposed? Motion carries. I need a motion and a second to adjourn the meeting.
Sanders move.
Motion from Mr. Sanders, a second from Ms. Smith. The lease review committee is now adjourned. Thank you.
I'd like to call to order the Nomination and Tract Evaluation Committee meeting. This time we'll have a roll call. Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Mr. Diaz, Mr. Ingram, Mr. Morton, Mr. Sanders,
here.
Mr. Smith, Mrs. Smith, Mr. Klein. We have a quorum. Good morning, Ms. Fontenot.
Morning, Mr. Cordero, ladies and gentlemen. Previous approval by the board was granted to the staff to process and advertise 159 tracts in the official journal of the state and the official journal of the parishes where the tracts are located for today's lease sale. We received several letters of protest. One was by Generette Minerals, LLC, dated February the 10th, 2011, pertaining to tract 41914, St. Martin Parish, Louisiana. Received a letter of protest from Dennis Bates Bullen, representing Exxon Mobil Corporation, dated February the 25th, 2011, pertaining to tracts 41976 and 41977, Vermilion Parish, Louisiana. Four letters of protest were received by Salt Domes Partnership, dated February the 11th, 2011, each letter pertaining a specific tract, being tracts 41912, 41914, 41915, and 41916, St. Martin Parish, Louisiana. A letter of protest was received by Miami Corporation, dated February the 22nd, 2011, pertaining to tract numbers 41948, 41959, and 41969, Cameron and Vermilion Parishes, Louisiana. A letter of protest by Martin O. Miller II et al., dated February the 22nd, 2011, pertaining to tracts 41969, 41973, and 41977, Vermilion Parish, Louisiana. Another letter of protest by Martin O. Miller II on behalf of the heirs and or successors entitled to the late Dr. Martin O. Miller, dated February the 23rd, 2011, pertaining to tracts 41929 and 41930, Cameron Parish, Louisiana. The staff reviewed the most recent state land water bottoms layer and determined that the aforementioned tracts contain claimable water bottoms. Therefore, tracts 41976, 77, 41912, 41914, 15, 16, 48, 59, 69, 73, 29, and 30 were advertised correctly and are to be left up for today's lease sale. Now, the last letter of protest we received was by Garden, Arada, McCollum, DePlantis, and Egan, LLC, dated March the 2nd, 2011, pertaining to tract number 41939 in Plaquemines Parish, Louisiana. Representatives from Garden, Arada, et al. Furnished the petroleum land staff with title conflict information. A cursory review of the information found it sufficient to request the board's consideration to withdraw said tract from today's lease sale. Subsequently, the staff met with state lands and turned over the information furnished for their review and comments. A courtesy call was also made to the applicant to inform them that we would be requesting the board's consideration to withdraw this tract. It is the staff's recommendation that tract 41939 be withdrawn from the March 9th, 2011 lease sale.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Fontenot. Need a motion, a second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Diaz, second by Mr. Smith. Any public comment on this item? Any comments from the committee? All in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes.
And the final item, Mr. Cordero, we received 26 nominations in this office for the May 11th, 2011 lease sale, which are pending approval by the board for advertising, and it's the staff's recommendation that they be given this authority to advertise the aforementioned nominations for the May 2011 lease sale.
Okay, I need a motion and second to accept the staff's recommendation. Motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Segura. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion passes. And that's it?
That's it, sir.
Okay. Need a motion and second to adjourn. Motion by Mr. Smith, second by Ms. Smith. All in favor? Any opposed? The committee's adjourned. Here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Rachel.
Item number one on the audit agenda is a penalty waiver request from Phoenix Exploration for a penalty in the amount of $13,231.07, billed for the late payment of royalty. On November 25, 2009, Phoenix Exploration paid the state a total of $85,237.21 in late royalty for July 2008 through August 2009. The payment was not related to a field audit. Phoenix Exploration's payment was late due to a dispute between the state and CLNF Resources LP regarding Track 9 of the unit in the Gibson Field, which was beyond their control. Phoenix Exploration paid $4,075.25 in interest and $603.70 in penalty charges on January 20, 2011. In accordance with the penalty waiver protocol, staff is recommending a 75% waiver because royalty was outstanding less than 2 years. The amount of the reduction would be $9,923.30 less penalty payment received for a balance of $2,704.07 owed the state.
Second, Sanders.
A motion by Mr. Segura, second by Mr. Sanders to accept staff's recommendation. All in favor?
Aye.
Are there any opposing? Not opposing, that motion is accepted.
Item number two is a request to place Intervest Operating LLC on demand for unpaid oil and gas royalties, which were the result of a field audit. Staff is requesting authority to place Intervest on demand for unpaid oil and gas royalties, which were the result of an audit. On July 16, 2007, Intervest paid $213,510 under protest on audit findings originally billed and $66,902 in interest. On November 8, 2007, Intervest requested a refund of $1,055,587.81, which included the payment made under protest, the interest, and recoupments on prior periods. Royalty due on the audit is $82,641.93. Interest and penalty charges due are $66,226. Several attempts have been made by staff to contact representatives from Intervest to try and resolve the outstanding issues. None have been successful. The Attorney General's Office is in agreement with this request.
Do we have public comment related to this request? No public comment.
Sanders, second.
We have a motion by Mr. Segura, second by Mr.
Aye.
Are there any opposing? Not opposing. Do accept staff's recommendation.
Item number three is the staff report to the committee that the election for March 2011 gas royalty is to be paid on a processed basis at the Discovery plant at LaRose and the Sea Robin plant at Henry per the terms of the State Texaco Global Settlement Agreement.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sanders, second.
Mr. Smith, second.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Dewey. Good morning, Mr. Hake.
Good morning.
You want to call roll?
Call the roll for the Legal and Title Controversy Committee. Scott Angel, Paul Segura. Paul Segura.
Here.
Tom Arnold. Emil Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz.
Here.
Dingram. Martin. Sanders present. Daryl Smith. Daryl Smith. Ellen Smith.
Here.
Mr. Graves.
Here.
Thank you. Mr. Klein. We have a quorum.
Good morning.
Ready to proceed. Thank you.
Making up for last month, we only have two items on the agenda today. One is a request for final approval for an operating agreement with Chesapeake, which has already been approved in principle. It's already been advertised and has been signed by Chesapeake, so we're simply requesting final approval to execute the operating agreement. And I do believe it's on the docket as item number 1107.
Chair will entertain a motion. Ms. Segura moves. Ms. Helen Smith second. Any public comment concerning the motion? Any board comment concerning the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the motion carries. Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. The second item is a continuation from last month where Encana appeared and requested OMR's approval or the board's approval to place long laterals across unit boundary lines. At that time, we could not support Encana's request. However, since then, we've met with Encana, and we've also met with the commissioner. At this time, we are ready to give our support to Encana with a couple of contingencies. The first one is that the commissioner actually allows Encana to put these long laterals across the unit lines. Going into multiple units, they'll be crossing the boundaries. And the second is that the commissioner is going to require that Encana or any subsequent operator reports production from these wells on a well basis, not on a LUCO basis. And that's going to give OMR the ability to allocate production on our systems.
Let me make a correction on that. The second condition is that the commissioner give each one of those long lateral wells an individual LUCODE, being maybe the serial number of the well itself, so that it can be, and the rule would be that any Encana and any subsequent operator would report on the LUCODE basis, but it's on an individual well basis.
So by doing this, it will suffice the concerns that the staff had before.
Right. We had a couple of concerns. The main concern was the ability to audit these things at a later date to compare production going, when it goes across the unit lines, to compare the production allocated to each unit by taking the production from the well itself. The problem now is that gas wells are lumped together in LUCODEs, and so it'd be almost impossible to take an individual well. Well, it would be impossible to take an individual gas well that's lumped together with a bunch of other wells and to define the production that came out of that particular well to show that the allocations to the perforations going across the unit lines were correct. If the wells that have the long laterals are given individual LUCODEs so that we can monitor the production from those individual wells, it would allow for auditing in the future. And also it would have to be something that's required of every operator that operates those, because as we all know, the operators change. And that would alleviate the main problems that the staff has with the long laterals.
And just to clarify, it's the concept itself we support. What Encana is trying to do, it was just the logistics that we had issues with. But we think that we can work out those logistical issues.
The chair has a question. Does any other board member have a question?
There are representatives from Encana here.
I have a question for you, Mr. Heck, and
yes, sir.
For you, Ms. Apel. As best you can tell, we never can be 100% sure, but by following the protocol that we are adopting here today, is there a minimum chance of litigation over distribution of royalties? That's the thing that's always concerned me on the long laterals. I think
that's correct.
Last Monday.
That's correct. We would be able to, our auditors would be able to monitor the production more closely for future reference to make sure that it was being allocated correctly to each unit.
And I'm sorry to ask you this question, but would you define what LU code means? That's the first time
I've heard
that term. Since
the LU code is a code that's given by the Office of Conservation. It used to be on a well basis. Then it began to be lumped together, let's say gas wells in a field, they lumped them together. It's a code by which production is reported by the companies to conservation.
Any other question by board member or staff? Any question from the public or comment from the public concerning this issue? Yes, sir. Come on up.
Just a quick question.
We need to get you on the record. Yeah. By name, sir. Good morning, sir.
Again. I'm just curious.
I'm Joey Landry. I'm an independent. And this is a foreign concept to me. Obviously, y'all talked about it and considered everything. Can you maybe go into more details of how you apportion the production from the two different units that you're going across?
Yeah, we were here, Rick Revels for Lisco and Lewis.
Good morning, Mr. Revels.
We talked at length at the last meeting last month. But Mr. Landry, what we're proposing to do and what we've discussed with the commissioner prior to filing would be to apportion production from the cross-unit lateral based on the perforated length of the lateral as determined by an as-drill survey after the well was drilled, so that if 30% of the lateral was under one unit, 70% was under the other lateral, we would apportion between the two units in that fashion.
I missed the last sale, so I apologize if you went over that already.
Well, my eloquence and folksy humor was found lacking, so I brought reinforcements. I brought reinforcements this
time. I don't think that's a fair statement. unless you object to what we're going to do, you got what you wanted.
I do have Encana representatives here today. Nancy McCaskill is group lead on this project. Jonathan Holmes has been involved on the project from the outset, so they better than me if you had technical questions are here. But we met with the staff again. Despite whatever the Office of Conservation decides to do, we've agreed to give you well-by-well reporting, to report periodically everything that we possibly can. We'll be responsive. Obviously, the Office of Conservation, we will also comply with whatever the commissioner decides to do so that you can determine that you've been accurately paid. We're happy to do that and pledge to cooperate with their request on a go-forward basis.
Didn't you find the staff agreeable and assistant to you this time? Aren't you glad we deferred it for 30 days?
Well, yes, as opposed to turning it down.
any other questions or comments from the public? Any comments or questions from the board?
If I could just clarify, Mr. Sanders.
Yes, dear.
And Mr. Revels is right. They've agreed to report to us as we've requested, but the contingency that we're proposing to you guys is that the commissioner requests it, because it has to be reported not only to us but also to the commissioner that way. So it's going to have to be something that the commissioner requires.
Any problem with that, sir?
Well, you know, we're bound by whatever the commissioner decides to do. We're 7 to 9 months away from any potential production. So I'm sure the commissioner and Office of Mineral Resources can work out something, and we'll abide by whatever is decided.
Thank you, sir. Any other comment or question, public or board? Chair will entertain a motion. Ms. Brown moves to, Ms. Smith moves to accept the report of staff. Mr. Segura, second. Do I hear any objection? Motion carries.
And that concludes our agenda for today. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chair will entertain a motion to adjourn legal and title. Thank you, Mr. Segura. Looking for a second. Thank you, Mr. Darrell Smith. Any objection? We're adjourned. Well, you had a brown, beautiful brown outfit on today. Oh, baby, I missed you, honey.
I'd like to call the docket committee in order. Call the roll. Mr. Angel, Mr. Segura, Mr. Arnold, Emil,
here.
Ingram, Mr. Martin, Mr. Sanders,
here.
The Smith gang, they're both here. We have a quorum. Will the staff please present its recommendation to the committee? Mr. Dennis, please present your...
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
The staff of the Petroleum Lands Division of the Office of Mineral Resources has reviewed those items requiring board approval for the March 9, 2011 Docket Review Committee and recommends the following. For Category A, state agency leases, please approve item number 1. For Category B, state lease transfers, please approve item numbers 1 through items number 35. For Category C, Department of Wildlife and Fisheries State Agency Lease Transfers, there were no items submitted for this category. For Category D, Advertised Proposals, please approve item number 1, and this completes the staff's recommendations to the Docket Review Committee.
Are there any public comments on the staff's recommendations? Are there any comments from the board? Do I have a motion to accept the staff's recommendations? I have a motion and a second by Mr. Smith. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Do I have a motion to adjourn the Docket Review Committee?
Move.
I have a motion by Mr. Sanders, second by Mr. Smith. All in favor? All opposed? Docket Review Committee is now adjourned.
The board meeting will convene at 11.
We got plenty of time today.
Thank you.
Okay, the March 19th regular meeting in Lease Hall of the State Mineral Board is called to order. Roll call.
Mr. Angel.
Here.
Mr. Segura.
Here.
Mr. Arnold.
Present.
Mr. Cordero.
Here.
Mr. Diaz. Mr. Ingram. Mr. Morton. Mr. Sanders.
Present.
Mr. Smith.
Here.
Ms. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Graves. We have a quorum.
Very good. Thank you. Item number two, approval of the February 9th, 2011 minutes. Motion by Segura. Second by Arnold. Any questions, any discussions? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. Item three is adoption of the committee recommendations. Unless I'm told otherwise, we will have a global motion. So we need a motion to approve the recommendations of the lease review committee, which is 3A, 3B, nomination and track committee, 3C, audit committee, 3D, legal and title controversial committee, and 3E, docket review committee.
I move to accept the committee recommendation.
Motion by Smith.
Sanders.
Second by Sanders. Any discussions? Any objections? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. We will now entertain a motion to go into executive session to review technical review. Motion by Sanders. Second by Arnold. Any objections? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. Thank you. Okay, we need a motion to exit executive session. Motion by Diaz. Second by Orno. Any objections? Any discussion? Hearing none, that motion is adopted during the executive session. The Mineral Board received a technical briefing on the bids that we received today, and staff has some recommendations. Mr. Vaughn?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chairman. On track number 41894, the staff recommends that the bid of Senco Land and Exploration Incorporated be rejected for insufficient consideration and that the track be re-advertised with minimums. On track number 41902, the staff recommends the bid of Reagan Energy Services be rejected for insufficient consideration and that this track be re-advertised with minimums. On track number 41907, we're recommending that the bid of K Exploration Company be accepted. And on track number 41909, we're recommending the bid of Anadarko Exploration and Production LP be rejected for insufficient consideration and that this track be re-advertised with minimums. As to the remaining tracks receiving bids, we're recommending that those bids be accepted.
Okay. Any discussion? Need a motion to accept staff's recommendation? Motion by Sanders, second by Arnold. Any objections? Any discussions on the motion? Hearing none, that motion is adopted. Special resolution item will be deferred. And staff announcements, item 7. Okay. At the next Mineral Board meeting, if you would also just get a note to Maureen, I'll make a presentation to you on the royalty issues relative to where high royalties are and drilling statistics, so that can kind of help you from a public policy standpoint. I should have that PowerPoint ready for you for next Mineral Board meeting, so just make sure that Maureen gets that message. Okay? Anything else you want to announce, Ms. Town? That's it. Motion to adjourn. Motion by Diaz. Second by Cordero. Any objections? Hearing none, that motion is adopted.
You see all of it? How much?